East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Etegwini is working towards introducing drone technology to better respond to emergencies. The city has held a three-day conference where companies got to demonstrate how their technology can help with disaster risk management. The municipality says modern technologies will enable it to act better when disaster strikes. One of the companies that took part in the demonstration is Pretoria-based QP Drone Tech. Its COO, Jack Shilubana, says the technology can help officials be better prepared for disasters.
You can sometimes even channel water in a different direction. You can build walls and tunnels for water. Even sometimes move people out of those areas that are poor.
Shibulana says drones can also help officials respond faster to disasters.
Most drones in a space of 5 minutes, it can be up in the air. You switch it on, you calibrate it, know the location where it will start from, and then you are able to capture images. So the level of damage, your infrastructure, you can see if people are trapped in specific areas, and you are then able to even guide teams on the ground to where help is needed most.
The Human Rights Commission's discussions has heard a multitude of factors lead to violence and bullying in schools. Today is International Day Against Violence and Bullying in Schools. Commissioners, the NPA, education officials and psychologists have held a dialogue today amid a spate of violent incidents at schools around the country. The Human Rights Commission's Tshepo Madlingozi says stronger collaboration is needed to better prevent and respond to bullying. He also says we need to keep in mind that the children who are perpetrators are still finding themselves.
That we're dealing with young people here, people who are still forming identities, people who are still forming notions of belonging, who belongs, who doesn't belong, and how do we enforce those boundaries?
Well, the Legal Service Centre has urged schools to start implementing their existing policies. More than 800 flights have been cancelled across the US. It's the result of that government ordering reductions to ease strain on air traffic controllers who are working without pay amid congressional paralysis on funding the US budget. 40 airports are due to slow down, including the hubs in Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles. And with Republicans and Democrats in a bitter standoff over spending priorities, including over healthcare, Congress has ground to a standstill. And with just an hour left, phones are still buzzing at East Coast Radio's Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon at Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea in Durban North. As it stands, KZN has pledged more than 1,175,000 rand. All proceeds will go towards food hampers valued at 2,600 rand each to ensure families don't go hungry over the holidays. And every donation matters, no matter how small. And that's something grade 3 pupils Ella and Amelia from Northlands Girls understand.
So you guys are helping people who are your age to be fed over the Christmas period. How awesome is that?
That's cool.
Tell me more. Why is it good?
Because we're helping people.
And 12-year-old Chloe says she came from touch rugby practice.
It feels good knowing that I contributed to help them.
And 10-year-old Navalia Naidu came to make a donation with her mom.
Are you comfortable sharing how much you donated?
Yes.
How much?
100.
Wow.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Peter Marisburg and Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Marcus Ackerman shines for the SAA side against India A on day two of their four-day match. Oscar Piastri still believes he can win the F1 Drivers' Championship this year. And Richard Sterney just two shots back at the Abu Dhabi Championship after two rounds.